It's a holiday weekend here in America. I can't just say Chicago because it's all of America. It's
just
Adam.
In our studios.
Yeah, just in our studios. Yeah, it's Adam Abdallah. It's Jesse Rogers. Hey there, buddy. We're in for Carmen and Yurko today. The guys are off for the 4th of July weekend. Carmen's been off all week, and it must feel like a holiday. You see that, Jesse? That's a segue.
Yes.
For Bulls fans, as Zach LaVine signs his max deal, he signs a 5-year, $215.2 million maximum contract to return to the Bulls. Yep. It's a player option for year 5. Shams Charania reported that right before 11 a.m., so just about an hour ago. So what? That's 12 and 6. That's about 18 hours after we thought it was going to happen, because we thought it was just going to be 5 o'clock yesterday. 5 o'clock would hit. The drafts would unload from Woj and Shams, and he would be in the Jokic group of that signed right away.
Right, well, maybe LaVine wanted some headline.
Wrong microphone.
There
that would
go.
Help.
There
that would
go.
Help. I'm a
it's
radio
only Friday.
Pro.
It's only Friday.
Well, I'm sitting in the other seat. I was sitting in that seat, so
go.
It's all messed up. What was I going to say? Maybe he wanted his own headline today because Durant stole the headlines yesterday. So Zach LaVine gets his today, unless Durant actually gets traded. Then he loses it. I think it's a good day to react to it, even though we knew it was coming, Adam. Let fans react to it. I want to react to it. You do as well. I was going to read his numbers, but, you know, it's a little skewed, his career numbers, Zach LaVine. But they're a little skewed because they're all better with the Bulls than they were with Minnesota. So, you know, he's averaging under 20 points a season for his career, but well over 20 as a Bull. So,
yeah.
Like, I just wanted to paint a picture. What do you think about basically putting all your chips in the Zach LaVine, you know, world here moving forward for the next 4 or 5 years? He is absolutely a key piece. He's got a max deal. Now, he may not be the only one. If they can pull off a trade for Durant, now we've got something cooking. But just think about it. I mean, this is the big, big signing, even though it's your own, even though it's expected. What do you think about the Bulls just basically building around Zach LaVine now that it's here and done?
Yeah, 312-332-3776. We'll take all of your Bulls calls. It is a Friday, and I have control of the phones here. So that does mean it is an all-calls Friday for the next 2 hours. It's all-calls Friday on Black and Abdallah that we do. I have control of the phones. My name's Abdallah, so it's an all-calls Friday. That's what we're going to do. Anything you want to talk about, but we're focusing on the Bulls right now and Zach LaVine. And for me, look, you had to make this move, right? This isn't a move that you're just like, nah, we're good. Because even if you don't think he's the guy, you need to sign him so you have that asset, because someone may eventually want Zach LaVine. Someone may say, hey, we want Zach LaVine. He's not happy. Maybe he's that next disgruntled superstar if the Bulls don't build around him the way he sees fit. Now, he did have a big hand in bringing over DeMar DeRozan and bringing Alex Caruso here and all that. He does recruit. He's not Derrick Rose. He does recruit. This is your superstar. Whether you want to call him a superstar or not, he is making max money. He didn't make the super max because he didn't qualify for it, but he's making max money. So now you have an asset. Now you have something that they've been building around for a while now, with the Vooch trade last year in the middle of the season before the trade deadline, giving away picks that you probably wish you would have had back so you could probably trade for Kevin Durant right now. But in hindsight, I mean, you can't, you know, it's not 2020 or whatever the saying is. And then you've got DeMar DeRozan, who had a career year last year, who may or may not be able to replicate that in the future. You've got Lonzo Ball, who was injured for most of the year. You've got Pat Williams, who they believe is going to be a star in this league in the future. You've got Caruso. You've got Io, who played really well. And, I mean, you've got guys, right? You've got this is the team. They signed Andre Drummond yesterday for
which was a needed move.
Yeah, it's basically because the rest of the guys they wanted said no.
Right, exactly.
The rest of the guys they wanted didn't sign with them.
Well, here's the thing, and this is the great debate, and someone reminds me of the White Sox a little bit, and I think Sylvie's used the word, I mean, we all have, run it back, you know, the phrase, run it back. I mean, are you thinking worst case scenario? Or are they thinking worst case scenario? If we run it back and are healthy, we're going to do better than we just did. We're not going to be an easy patsy in the first round if we have Lonzo Ball, if we have a Caruso healthy. Can you think that way? I mean, White Sox fans or people that think they're still going to win the division are thinking that way. If we run it back with health the rest of this season, we're going to win it. If we run it back with some small additions on the outside of it all, on the outer edges, can we go a lot further? And I think there's a lot of people with some doubts. Now, Patrick Williams will be a a year older and fully healthy and all that. So maybe there's some growth there. DeMar Rosen will also be a year older, right? And he's getting to an age where you start. So, like, it doesn't feel like it's enough to just run it back. And I say that from someone that isn't the biggest LaVine fan. Now, if you're out there and you are the biggest LaVine fan, then maybe you think all they need to do is re-sign him and be healthy and we're good to go.
Listen, I always want more, right? I always want more. And I feel like that because of the lack of money that they have, because they don't have a first-round pick next year, at least it's protected or whatever, so they don't have enough to go out there right now and trade for Kevin Durant. Now, Kevin Durant can kind of force the issue because he's mentioned Phoenix and he's mentioned Miami as destinations that he wants to go to. At least that's what's reported. But if you watch the insiders on ESPN, the Windhorse, the Wojes, everybody, they're saying that they don't have enough. Now, if they don't have enough, if those two teams don't have enough, the Bulls really don't have enough. Unless Kevin Durant says, trade me to Chicago or else I'm not playing. And he's basically said, trade me to Miami or Phoenix or else I'm not playing. He said, I'm not playing unless you trade me. So you have to hope that someone, that the Bulls, and that maybe this holdup was Zach LaVine on the phone last night with Kevin Durant or them at dinner saying, hey, are you guys going to make a play for Durant? Because they are friends from USA Basketball.
That would be great if LaVine was on the phone and somehow they did it without giving up LaVine, right? Pair him, obviously.
Well, you can't give him up because he's not coming here to play without LaVine.
Right, exactly, right? Exactly. So, you know, it's interesting. We had Jay Cutler in the studio yesterday, and he kind of mentioned this. Like, there were reports yesterday, of course, they were fed to the reporters, I'm sure. Bobby Marks isn't just going to give him away. He's going to give him the best offer. It doesn't matter if Durant wants to go there or not. We know that's not true. Jay Cutler said yesterday, he told the Broncos, I ain't coming back. Yeah. If you don't trade me to the team I want to trade to, I'm just not playing. And Durant has enough money to say that. He'll look like a jerk if he just doesn't play at all. Mm-hmm. But the point is, it won't get to that. He'll go to a team that he wants to go to. You know, if pick up, if Oklahoma City comes with a package, he's not going there. It's not happening. Yeah. He's going to a team he wants to go to, and that means a contender. But you're right. If Miami and Phoenix don't have enough, how do the Bulls have enough unless they just gut their roster except for Zach LaVine, really, because Williams has to go, Io has to go. I don't know, maybe DeRozan has to go. We were talking yesterday. If Brooklyn
that's not named Zach LaVine can go.
If Brooklyn wants to be somehow respectable, they would take a DeMar Rosen. If they want to start over, they wouldn't want DeMar Rosen.
No, I mean, well, you would probably take Vooch because he's an expiring contract next year. You'd probably want Pat Williams.
You'd want Io.
You'd probably want Dalen Terry. They just drafted. I mean, you'd want a couple and picks moving forward. The problem is the Bulls don't have a first round pick this year to trade or coming up next year.
Right.
So, and what that means for Bulls fans is you see the teams around you. And I'm not talking about the 76ers and I'm not talking about the Bucks. I'm talking about the Celtics. I'm talking about the Nets. The Knicks. I'm talking about the Hawks. All those teams seem to be getting better. The Hawks and the Celtics, obviously Danilo Gallinari today, not a huge addition to the Celtics, but he's choosing the Celtics over coming to the Bulls. And that's someone that the Bulls were targeting. They got Andre Drummond yesterday, and Danilo Gallinari was choosing between the Celtics and the Bulls after he was granted release from the Spurs. He ultimately decided to go with the Celtics over the Bulls. What does that mean? Is he going to get more playing time? Does he think he's got a better chance to get a ring? Whatever. He decided on the Celtics. Mm-hmm. So, to me, the question is, for Bulls fans at 312-332-3776, it's really two questions. Are you happy with standing Pat? And if you're not, what should they do?
Well, that's the best part of it. Because I, again, not the biggest Zach LaVine fan, but if you told me, okay, fine, say goodbye to Zach LaVine. Now what, Jesse? I don't really have a great solution for you. Right?
No, you don't.
Yeah, I mean, there's cap room, but who are you getting?
There's no free agents out there.
Right. There's no free agents, and most of them don't want to come to a team without one star already.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't trade for Durant. If Zach's gone, you're not trading for Durant, even though you have plenty of money to pay him. So I understand the idea of this is the best they could do, is bring him back and maybe even run it back and cross your fingers there's health.
Well, the move to be made out there is most likely trading for Rudy Gobert. And
right.
I know that the flames of that fire have been put out essentially because everybody's reporting that and even AK himself came out after the draft and said, and Mark Eversley did the same thing and said, we want to find rim protection help for Vooch. Like, we want Vucevic to stay.
It's
like,
a pretty good idea, finding some protection
for him. I know, but you know, you'd be better with a better player. You'd be better with a better defensive guy. And I know that he can't score, but you still need defense. Because had they signed Danilo Gallinari, awful on defense. Andre Drummond at least provides, I don't think it's enough, but he at least provides you some defense off the bench. It should be all right with him. He did average 9.8 rebounds per game last year. So a total, he was on Philly and Brooklyn last year. So actually 9.3 rebounds per game last year, 6 defensive, 3 offensive. So yeah, he's going to give you some defensive help, but you still need to compete. If this is if they're saying that we're still putting this team together, and yeah, we know we're not as good as Philly, and we know we're not as good as
Miami.
Milwaukee. So, and right now, maybe Miami. I think they're about the same as Miami, unless Miami gets a trade, facilitates a trade for Durant. I think they're still.
All right, whatever.
I think they're even with the Celtics and, at full strength. I think they're even with the Celtics, even with Miami, with Atlanta. Yeah.
I was just going to put it this way. There's tiers to this. At the very least, they're top. Second tier kind of a team.
Yeah.
You might put them in the first tier, low first tier.
No.
I think it's top second tier
type team. It's Milwaukee and Philly. That's your top tier. And then after that, you get the Bulls, you get the Celtics, you get the Heat.
Some people might say you're selling Boston short or something, but all right, I'm with you at full strength.
I don't think the Celtics have a superstar, though.
Well,
they got a bunch of all stars, they got a bunch of stars. They don't have a superstar.
I'm not sure the Bulls do either. That's the debate. But anyway,
exactly.
Right. That's why they're second tier, not first.
So to me, what are you doing? What do you want to see the Bulls do? 312-332-3776. Let's go to Jack in Wilmot, Wisconsin. What's up, Jack?
Hey, I was just thinking that the Bulls should do a 3-team deal with Brooklyn. I know the Bulls don't have any picks, so maybe with Phoenix or Miami, whoever has the most picks, and then maybe KD just chooses which team he wants to go to after that. Thanks for taking the call.
I mean,
thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
The idea that they would trade with Miami or Phoenix and they'd end up with Durant seems insane, right? If there's a 3-team trade with one of those contenders, he's probably going to Miami or Phoenix. A 3-team trade would happen with another team that is rebuilding, probably.
Yeah.
Then you get their picks and ship them. I don't know how you do it, though.
Well, and yesterday, Brian Windhorst said that the Lakers have a package where they're trying to trade for Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Huh. So we don't know. Does Lakers. Durant just want out from the Nets? Does Durant want out from Kyrie? Does he want just to he doesn't think that they're good enough, so he's going to try to move on to somewhere else? I don't live inside
so
the mind of Kevin Durant.
Kyrie,
I don't know.
LeBron and KD. Yeah.
Well, and Stephen A. said that yesterday. Stephen A. Smith said on their free agency show yesterday that Kyrie wants to play with LeBron again, whether it's this year or after his opt out year is done next year, he's going to end up playing with LeBron again.
It still seems weird to people of my age, I'm sure, that players can dictate, can form teams. It's just still a foreign concept if you're a little bit older. They can just form teams together, and it's a little bit of the haves and the have-nots in the NBA, but it's thriving. It's still thriving, that way.
Absolutely.
It
is. 312-332-3776. Zach LaVine signs his max deal. He will be a Bull for at least the next 4, possibly 5 years with the player option. He did put out a video on Instagram to announce that he was staying. And I noticed something, Jesse. I'll share that with you next.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. On ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Carmen and Yurko.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
It's Abdallah and Jesse. Hey there, buddy. Filling in for Carmen and Yurko today. It is a free ticket Friday. Don't call now. Don't call now, because if you call now, you have to give me tickets to something. That's how this works. So be the 10th caller On the 50, so around 12:50, about 40 minutes from now, and you will win tickets, a pair of tickets to Sox and Tigers on Friday, July 8th. So next Friday, and it's all brought to you by Miller Lite. That's coming up here on the 50s. We'll do that the rest of the day now and with Waddle and Sylvie coming up. So Zach LaVine, Jesse, signs his offer sheet. He signs $215.2 million, the maximum contract.
Should have worked on my jump shot better, yeah, more often.
No, you're too short. I'm sorry. You and I could say as a fellow shortman, yeah, we're too short.
We could have worked on it all day and night.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered. It doesn't matter. Like, I've read Outliers, we're too short. And we were probably born in the wrong month or something like that. That's just not how it works. But to announce this, Zach LaVine posted on his Instagram a video that was made. It was watermarked by Clutch Sports, his agency. So Clutch probably made this, right? And it's the scene, everybody knows it, from Wolf of Wall Street, where Leonardo DiCaprio is supposed to resign, and he doesn't. And he says the whole, I'm not going anywhere, I'm not going effing anywhere, all this kind of stuff, all that. And he has the homecoming music by Kanye in the background, too. But superimposed on the faces of the people in the video,
sure,
are DeMar DeRozan,
okay,
Alex Caruso,
okay,
Lonzo Ball, Billy Donovan, and Benny the Bull.
So you're saying...
Who am I missing?
By omission, he's sending a message.
Who am I missing?
The center.
No, listen.
The center.
Jesse, don't put words in my mouth. I'm not saying anything.
You're just pointing it out. I'm
not saying anything. I'm just pointing it out. That, well, AK was in the video. That Billy Donovan. That Benny the Bull made the video. Alex Caruso. Lonzo Ball hasn't played for half a year. And he's in the video.
Yeah, but to say Vooch isn't in it, you'd have to also say Kobe White's not in it. And this
Vooch
guy's
is a
not
starter.
I know, but... Yeah,
I feel like Clutch is very intentional about this stuff.
100%. 100% Charlie producing the show. Whenever you produce show, your last name turns into producing the show.
Yeah, you're producing the show. You think it was intentional. That's the key question.
I didn't say that.
Well, he did.
I'm just saying in the past, like LeBron and Clutch, they're very... Like, they do most things. There's a reason behind most things they do and say.
And so every starter was in there, or every star.
I'm just saying.
Except for Vucevic.
That you had Caruso.
All right.
You had Billy Donovan. You had AK. You had Lonzo Ball, DeMar DeRozan, and Benny the Bull. Now, listen, I love Benny the Bull. Great Bull.
They're
great
not all
Bull.
Clutch clients, by the way, right?
Benny the Bull is not represented by Clutch. No, he's not. Which would be great if we started getting mascots to be represented and they had to sign deals.
I'm surprised they're not.
The Bulls are declining the option on Benny the Bull, and he's become a free agent. I'm just saying that maybe it means something. Maybe it doesn't.
All right.
It probably doesn't. But that video is out there, and Zach LaVine put that out there. He didn't make it. Clutch made it. But does that mean... Because look, here, if someone's going to get dealt, it's going to be Vooch.
Right.
So maybe
they did it knowing he's at least on the bubble of returning. Who knows?
I'm just saying.
In any case, Zach is back. That's the news of the day. Not a shock. As the season went along, kind of knew this was going to happen. What are your emotions? Zach LaVine is a Bull for the next 4, maybe 5 years. There's a player option that fifth year. 312-332-3776. I have mixed emotions, but I know... They probably couldn't have done any better to improve this
roster.
You have
to do it. You had to do it. Yeah. The way this roller coaster went was LaVine was going to sign in the middle of the season. I don't want to be anywhere else. I don't want to be a Bull. I want to be in Chicago. I love it here. I love everybody here. I love Billy. This is great. This is awesome. And then we got to the end of the year and his exit interview, and he was like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm going to, you know, I've never been to free agency. I kind of want to.
That could also be a leverage ploy.
But leverage what? There's one number. There's no leverage.
Well, wasn't there a report that he initially maybe didn't get offered the max?
Well, there was a situation where he could have gotten a super max if he made an All-NBA team.
Right.
But he didn't make any of the All-NBA teams. So there was no like, hey, can you add an extra year? Hey, can I get more money? No, you get a percentage of the cap and that's it.
Yeah.
And so there's no, I don't know, like people were saying, oh, well, he did this for leverage. What leverage? The Bulls went to him, offered him the max, and that was it. There's one number to offer. Either you give it to him or you're saying, hey, we don't think you're worth that and we're only going to offer you $200 million or something like that. So because of that, now he's your guy. They have to build around him and try to find ways to improve. I know somebody who hates every move Chicago ever makes is Eddie on the north side. What's up, Eddie?
What's up, Eddie?
Hey, boys, how you doing? That was a very bad move by the Chicago Bulls.
Of course.
Not only one thing of his injury history, I can guarantee you next year he's probably going to miss a significant amount of games due to injury. And the NBA's changing for the better. Now teams that grow up together are winning titles again. Giannis in Milwaukee with Middleton grew up as rookies. What a title. I need to tell you about Golden State. That they remind me of Jordan, Pippen, and Grant. You know, Green, Thompson, and Curry. They all drafted together. They grew up. They won titles. Did not need Durant. So that was a slap right in his face. Durant needed them. They did not need Durant, as we can see in everything. And Pacs, what they tried to do is get rookies, grow them up together, and win titles. But when that LeBron thing came in and hit everybody in the face, I think that's fading away a little bit. And the Bulls are trying to do exactly what LeBron was trying to do, is build a super team, got rid of all our rookies, and, you know, draft a rookie and let him play. Give him the minutes, and he could become a superstar. Because if you don't get minutes, and you're a great player on the bench like Butler, remember, he just sat on the bench forever, they gave him the minutes, and look what he turned out to be. He turned out to be a very great player and everything. There's guys on the bench there. You give them the minutes, they can do it. And the last thing I got to say, because I was shocked yesterday, of the LIV Golf Tour, River Sportsbook, you can bet on it now.
No, of course, yeah, they, of course can. They can. They want.
I mean, yeah. Eddie, thanks for the
they
call.
They want any attention they can get.
You said Jay Cutler was in here yesterday. I mean, yeah. He was in here with Sylvie for about 2 hours. You can bet on their cornhole tournament.
Right.
I found odds for it. So you can bet on, if it's out there, if they're playing sports, you can bet
on
it.
Tell Jay to take a dive so we can make a few bucks, for God's sakes.
Actually, the guy who he was, I think his opponent called in.
Oh, really?
And so, yeah, I think this is after you left.
Where can we watch this if we want to live?
It's on ESPN.
I know, but where are they doing it in Chicago?
Oh, that I don't know.
Seems like a Joe's on weed.
Listen, we'll crosstalk with Sylvie coming up at 2 o'clock. I'm sure he knows.
That caller, there's a lot there to unpack. I probably agreed with a couple things there. Like, I get what you're trying to talk about, teams growing together.
There's a difference between having Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, and having Kobe White and Pat Williams and Ayo Dosunmu, right? Like, I get it. I understand what Eddie's saying. And they did need Durant. They've all said it. You wouldn't admit it if you didn't. Like, the way that whole breakup happened, too, the way they still talk about Durant, the way those three guys still talk about Durant, they wouldn't be so friendly with him,
so
and talk about
him,
and so fond of him, if they truly didn't need
him.
Okay,
I agree with all that. This came up with Sylvie and Cutler yesterday. I pushed back a little. They did win a championship before after. So let's
But to
not,
get past LeBron that time,
I
you still
it.
Needed
okay,
him.
Okay, fine.
Still
you needed him in that moment. But don't.
Okay.
It's not like he's made Steph's career, okay?
No,
or Steve
did,
Kerr's
but,
career.
But you understand how this works. You understand how championships work. You need everything to go right to win a championship. And in that year, they needed Durant.
Yes.
And you can't. Yes, you can let teams build and grow and all that kind of stuff. But I also want a front office that's not afraid to take a swing if it's available. And the past regime with Paxson and Gar Foreman never did that. That if this situation came up with Durant and he wanted to come to Chicago, that they may not.
They never would have gotten it done.
But now I'm confident that if the Bulls were on that list, that it wouldn't matter that if Pat Williams was in the deal. It wouldn't matter if Dosunmu was in the deal. It wouldn't matter if Dalen Terry, who they just drafted, was in the deal. It wouldn't matter.
You kind of want that. You know, I always go back to baseball. You kind of would like that attitude with the Cubs and Sox. I feel like Theo, Jed just admitted last week, they got a little too attached to their guys.
Yeah.
I feel like Rick's probably a little too attached to his guys.
But the Cubs did win, though.
No, they did, but post that. They did post that. I'm just saying post 17, really, is when they should have mixed it up. But doesn't feel like AK. Well, he doesn't really have that many people to be attached to. He just got
here,
essentially. But it feels like he's willing to take those shots a little bit more than the previous regime.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Tom's in Oaklawn. What's up, Tom?
Meh. I mean,
I'm sort of the same way, Tom.
They didn't get any better. They didn't get any worse. I mean, okay, we have Zach LaVine. We had Zach LaVine last year. I mean, he's proved to be an all-star, but he's not, you know, a superstar. And I know, Adam, you're confident that that this regime would make the moves. Well, you know, I don't know. You know, I still haven't really seen – I saw them make a move to get Vooch, and that didn't really pan out well. I mean, hey, then show me. Show me that you can do that. You're not afraid to do these moves. Show me that you'll include Pat Williams in a deal and such. I mean, from what I had heard before, is that if they weren't willing to make a deal for Rudy Gobert because it included Pat Williams, I mean, I'm still just
Rudy Gobert isn't Durant.
Yeah, Rudy,
so
yeah, no, Tom, I understand it. I get it. And my analogy with that is always. And Tom, have a good 4th of July weekend, man. Appreciate you always listening and calling in.
And this is going from point A to point B. Maybe it's a little bit, I don't want to say simpler, but it's point B to point C that becomes really hard.
Going
from tier two to tier one,
yeah.
That's the challenge here. And with limited assets.
Well, no, and to Eddie's point is that part of that needs that part of that moving from B to A, to that B team to that A team, is your guys becoming stars. Like, yeah. Zach LaVine needs to become a superstar. You know, Pat Williams needs to become a star in this league. You know, Lonzo needs to stay healthy. Like, all of those things do need to happen. The White Sox were off yesterday. They start a series in San Francisco. They're 2-6 in their last 8. They're not good. Lance Lynn is on the mound. We'll talk to Connor McKnight coming up next.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Carmen and Yurko with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. The Twitch chat is always popping. They're arguing about the Bulls and other things right now. As we turn our attention to the White Sox, and we're joined by Connor McKnight, it is Abdallah and Jesse in for Carmen and Yurko. And Connor McKnight is brought to you by Commercial Tire Service. Connor, how's it going?
Wonderful, fellas. Wonderful. I'm really excited for the Bulls this year. The news has been great. I think BJ Armstrong's going to be a real big lift to this team when he... We're talking about the right year, right?
You just don't come out of the baseball bunker, do you? Like, you are just...
I know.
You are just stuck in it, and you don't know what... You only know... As far as I'm concerned, my dealings with you, besides texting me about Song of the Night and whatnot when it's a pop punk band or something like that, is, hey, it's Thursday, McKnight at the movies. Hey, it's Friday, it's 12:35.
That's about it. I surfaced for binge watching some shows. We just ran through The Umbrella Academy season Ooh. 3, Breath of Fresh Air. What a terrific show that was. Looking forward to starting Stranger Things the second half. But you have to, Jesse, you know this, you have to exist in a baseball bunker while you're covering this sport. Otherwise, it's just, there's so much noise and outside and everything like that. I emerged from the bunker last night to go play in a softball league that I had to abandon when I took this job. It is what it is. I played terribly and enjoyed it so much. Like, it was so great. There's life outside the bunker. I found out yesterday on my way to the softball game after 12 hours of news that apparently USC and UCLA and New Mexico State and I think Saskatchewan University are now all in the Big Ten. It's amazing.
It's going to be tough to see Ohio State against Saskatchewan University.
I mean, are you kidding me? Indiana UCLA screams October conference game come 2024.
Throw out the record books when the Hoosiers and Bruins hook it up.
And what you did mention Stranger Things. Did you know the second half is only 2 episodes?
What?
Yeah, I found this out. It's only 2 episodes.
My kids are going to be disappointed.
They're 2 very long episodes, but it's only 2 episodes.
Stranger Things season 2 is 2 episodes?
Well, season 4 part 2.
Oh my good! Like, my wife is like, this is, I can't, I don't know how I'm going to tell it.
I mean, they're super, really, I think they're super long.
All right, you nerds, can we talk some baseball?
What do you mean nerds? It's the most popular show in the country. What do you mean nerds?
My kids do love it, I will admit that. So I'm going to have to watch this 2 episode arc.
All right,
there
fine.
Are those in the White Sox clubhouse that also enjoy Stranger Things. Not as much as they enjoyed Top Gun Maverick, but the Stranger Things, they're into it.
I don't doubt it. It is popular. I know that.
So, Lance, they get back to action tonight. It's Lance Lynn there in San Francisco.
The day off's going to do it all.
Yeah, they're 2-6 in their last 8. Lance Lynn.
I used to go to Alcatraz on the day off. Maybe they did a tour or something, Connor.
So that'd be. But you think a buddy tour kind of brings this team together?
Only Phil Hartman is the tour guide.
They need something to bring them together. Although I think. You know, Lance Lynn's had 3 starts, Connor. I don't know about you. The numbers are probably a little bit better, look a little worse than he pitched. It'd be nice to get like a quintessential. It's in a pitcher's ballpark. You know, get the best of Lance Lynn tonight.
Couldn't agree more. I do think the numbers don't necessarily speak to the trajectory of Lance Lynn. You know, that first start was what it was, and you could literally see the rust falling off of Lance as he was pitching in Detroit. Second start was a little better. That third one, he was left out there a little long. And kind of got paper cut to death against the Orioles. I think it's there for Lance. You know, this Giants lineup is a pretty decent one, albeit, you know, it has some issues here and there. But it should be good to see Lance Lynn tonight. I think you're right, though, about that ballpark. Lance is a guy who is not afraid to pitch to the ballpark he's in. He's not afraid to pitch to anyone ever. But that, you know, hopefully that helps a little bit. And hopefully this White Sox offense can... You know, if they don't have the power, they've got to go to right field, and this is a good ballpark to do that in.
What is it about this offense that can't seem to, you know, hitting? We always say hitting's contagious, and then you ride this arc of hitting that everybody seems to be hitting at the right time, and you're putting up runs. And why hasn't the hitting taken so far this season?
I think a lack of consistent lineup is there. You know, there's health that have put guys in and out of the lineup, and I know that's a repetitive answer, but it does factor into this. And it's not fun to talk about. That's just what it is being a team under 500. I think the White Sox have been very swingy since 2019, right? You have guys who like to swing the bat a lot, whether that's Tim Anderson and all the benefits that brings in his game, or whether that's Luis Robert and all the benefits that can bring him while also seeing some of the drawbacks that going after sliders on the outside third can bring you. I think... As much as anything else, it's that. You know, when we look at consistent lineups over the last decade and a half, and you guys know this, we've watched Red Sox-Yankees games go for 5.5 hours on Sunday Night Baseball our entire lives. Well, the thing of it is, for the most part, those offenses walk a lot and work long at bats and are consistent. And it's difficult for me to think that those things aren't linked when we've seen it be that way for the last, you know, in this era of baseball, this kind of, you know, for lack of a better term, StatCast era, because I think that's what we're seeing here. And the White Sox don't have, that's why Yoan Moncada, playing to his, you know, last year standards or 2019 standards, is an awesome thing, because even though against Shohei Ohtani the other night, he struck out in his first 2 at-bats, that dude's up there working 6, 7, 8 pitch at-bats there, and the Sox don't have another guy who can consistently do that, even if the results don't go the right way. And you saw the benefits there against Shohei Ohtani. The Sox put a couple of guys on and worked long at bats. They were, unfortunately, one hit away from maybe chasing him. And with the pitch count that was up there, getting into that bullpen a lot earlier than the 6th inning, they didn't come through with that hit. And I think part of that is, you know, maybe it's approach-based, or I guess profile-based is the better way to put it.
Yeah, I would agree with a lot of that. What's weird is just big picture. The game is changing a little bit. Grinding out the starter isn't as big a deal because bullpens are so large and have specialty guys. But you want to chase Ohtani as quickly as you can, no matter who's behind him. And it's not like the Angels have a great middle core. I also, you know, it just comes back to what you kind of were talking about. Like, there's just too much chasing. You can't make it to the World Series last in walks unless you're really good at everything else. I'm not sure if they're last anymore, but they're 28th, 29th, somewhere like that. And look, Ohtani's going to make a chase. That's what makes him so good. But in general, they have chased too much this year.
I agree. I think when you look at what this White Sox offense, and I think this is the source of frustration for a lot of people, including those, you know, in the clubhouse, it's not that different a team from last year. And last year, they were the 4th best team in just taking their walks. And you see, you know, what that can do for a ball club. That's not there right now, despite the increase, the ridiculously increased walk rate of Jose Abreu. And it is a frustrating thing. It's a thing that kind of makes you bang your head on a table, I think. The White Sox are second to last in total walks, by the way, and well ahead of the Detroit Tigers, who are last.
There's two benchmarks here I want to talk about, Connor. One, it's July 1st, and they are five and a half games out of first place behind Cleveland and Minnesota. You also have the All-Star break coming up here in just over 2 weeks. So there's 18 games left here before the All-Star break, 15 against the division and 11 against Cleveland and Minnesota. Realistically, to hang around and be a contender for the division, what do they need to go before the All-Star break?
I think they need to get themselves to 500. You know, I mean, right? Isn't that about where that math lies? If you're doing that, you're taking the games you need to against those divisional opponents that you just mentioned. You're hanging in there. I think there's a psychological benefit to having done that by the All-Star break. This game is, as we've heard all the time, played by men and not robots. So I think that probably helps in a lot of ways. And the Sox also, like, if you're asking what they need to get themselves to, I think that includes some sort of better news on the health front of things, right? I mean, we can't, you know, I can't come on and talk about this team and acknowledge the health issues and acknowledge how repetitive that gets at times without also saying, yeah, but it would be good if Eloy Jimenez came back, and it would be good if Liam Hendricks came back. I mean, those things are also true. Hendricks is supposed to throw a sim game this weekend. It could be today. They were a little, when Tony last talked, a little unsure of where that day was going to be. Supposed to throw today. We'll see what happens about the bounce back. But you know, not having that guy is an impact, you know, for the White Sox too. So I think all those things kind of combined, it's a lot to ask for before the All-Star break, isn't it? That's a lot of lists. That's a lot of things on the list to have to ask for.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like if they pretty much go 500 against those teams, they'll kind of be in the spot they're in, which is not god-awful 5-6 games out, but it's not really making that push. I don't know when that push comes. It might be after the trade deadline. I feel like August is a bit easier of a month. You play the Royals several times. I just don't see them going on a huge run against Minnesota and Cleveland. They'll hold their own, but are they going to win each series against them? I don't see that coming.
You know, it's they have their warts, you know, Minnesota and Cleveland does. I mean, if you listen to Twins fans or read Twins Twitter, they have the worst bullpen in the history of bullpens. You know, I mean, if you read the Cleveland blogs, it's like, hey, can we get an outfielder or like ever? It would be great if we could just have an outfielder with a
body.
But
I got to interrupt. That's an example. Cleveland fans should be thrilled with their team.
Of course, at least
a year early. They have the youngest roster. It's a fun team. They're walking off people left and right. Every team has warts, especially a growing young team like that. Give me a break. If you're a Cleveland fan and you're complaining, shut up. Sox fans have something to complain about, not Guardians fans. Sorry.
I suppose that's true. And I would guess that the complaints from Cleveland fans are a little muted, considering the fact that they signed Jose Ramirez to the contract they did before the season started. That alone should make you a happy Clevelander.
That's Connor McKnight, 8:30 pregame tonight on the White Sox Radio Network here, ESPN 1000, home of the White Sox. You've got Len Casper, Darren Jackson, and of course, Connor McKnight, White Sox and Giants, Connor McKnight. Connor, thank you. Appreciate it. We'll be listening tonight.
Anytime, boys. Hey, is happy Clevelander an oxymoron? Something to think about anyway.
Well, I will think about that. Thank you.
Who is it? Joakim? Let's ask Noah.
Ask Noah if anybody wants to go there. Thanks, Connor. Connor McKnight brought to you by Commercial Tire Services. Another team in the NBA has made a move, and they might have just definitely leapfrogged the Bulls. We'll talk about that next.
Listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
That's right. It's a free ticket Friday here on ESPN Chicago, the home of the White Sox. 8:30 pregame tonight against the Giants. Be caller 10 right now to 312-332-3776, and you will win yourself a pair of tickets for Sox and Tigers for next Friday, July 8th. That's a pair of tickets, and it's all brought to you by Miller Lite. Thank you for the tickets, Miller Lite. And make sure you tune in tonight for White Sox baseball. That's caller 10 right now to 312-332-3776.
Javi returns to Chicago.
Yeah, next week. Next Friday.
The Tigers stink, man.
They're really bad.
I really it's like made the only some team that the AL Central. I think I picked
that the White Sox can beat consistently.
Sox and Tigers 1-2, I think I picked this year. Not working out so far.
It's okay.
Speaking of baseball, we got Cubs baseball in about half an
Jesse,
hour.
Jesse, no one cares about Sox baseball. I'm talking to you about basketball
well,
here.
What if
no
you're
one
driving
cares.
To Wrigley Field?
Well, good luck.
There's a lot of people going to Wrigley Field today.
If you're driving,
they're all Red Sox fans.
If you're driving to Wrigley Field right now, guess what? You're late. Because the game starts in 25 minutes. You're late at this point.
You don't think you'll get in that quickly?
You're late at this
Parking
point.
Parking and get in no. that quickly?
You're late. If you're unless you're on one of the bus, one of the shuttles, you're late.
I okay? was there today, saw Christopher Morel the day after going 5 for 5. How about that? Patrick
awesome.
Wisdom, a couple homers. They've got pieces, Adam. They've got pieces.
You know who
so
else?
Do the Celtics.
Yeah, you know who else has a piece now? The Celtics. The Celtics make a trade with the Pacers for Malcolm Brogdon. They needed a point guard. They needed someone who doesn't turn the ball over. That was their biggest flaw in the playoffs this year and in the finals, was their inability to hold on to the basketball. They were plagued by turnovers, and that's kind of where the Warriors took advantage. You get a guy in Malcolm Brogdon. They give up a 2023 first-round pick and like 10 players, basically, for Malcolm Brogdon. He hits 38% from threes, but you needed a playmaker. They needed a point guard, and that's what they got. They got their point guard. They got a guy who scored 19 points a game last year, someone who doesn't turn the ball over very much. And so with this addition now, listen, they still, yes, you can tell me that they have players that are better than the Bulls. But going into today, when we were talking about, you know, half an hour ago about this, when fully healthy, I thought that the Bulls were even with the Celtics. I get it. They were in the finals. But everything has to go right for you to go to the finals. I'm not saying the Bulls would have gone to the finals if everybody was
healthy. It just would have been a lot better.
But it would have been an easier time for them if they had everybody healthy. You think Zach LaVine running around on one knee was good for the Bulls? No, it wasn't. You need to have health. And the Celtics needed a point guard. Now, Malcolm Brogdon has gone through some injuries, so it's going to be something to keep an eye on him and the Celtics next year of whether or not he can stay healthy, especially in the playoffs. But this is a move that addressed an issue. They had an issue. They needed a point guard. They need a playmaker. They need someone who could consistently hold on to the basketball, and that's what they got. It's what I wanted the Bulls to do. You have an issue. You need rim protection. You need a better center. You need a guy.
You need a three-point shooter.
Go out and do it. Exactly.
You know my guy, Patty Mills.
Go out and
he's
do it.
Out well, there.
He's, no, not anymore.
Oh,
he's not.
Did he sign?
Yeah, he
who
signed.
Who did he sign with?
Who did Patty Mills sign with?
That
I
was
saw
quick.
This yesterday. Yeah. This happened right after
he opted out and then signed with who? I don't even know.
Oh, Patty Mills. The Nets. Patty Mills signed with the Nets.
What, isn't that who we opted out from? Where was he?
Yeah, he re-signed
he and Claxton are both returning to the
Nets.
Oh,
he's returning.
So
yeah.
He opted out and then re-signed with the Nets. Okay,
yeah.
It's hard to follow this stuff. Well, I guess you cross him off. But the way you're sounding is if they do run it all back, now with a backup center in Drummond, if they do run it all back and they're healthy, you have them among the best in the East.
Well, no, I have them in the... See, it's weird because the best of the best is still Milwaukee and the 76ers. That's still the best of the best. And then
some people would say Miami and Boston are...
Miami, what's Miami got? Butler?
Well, they went pretty far with what they had.
Okay. And the Celtics now have a point guard. I put the Celtics at the top of that second tier, and then I'll put my... If I have to rank them, I'll go Celtics... Miami, Bulls.
Okay, at least
Hawks.
You put the Bulls behind him.
Yeah, if I have to, but that's not saying like at the beginning of the season last year when the Bulls were running over everybody, they were the number one team in the East, and I know the Heat ended up being number one team in the East. You can sit there and you can say, "Hey, look, everybody was saying I want the Heat in the playoff because the Heat seems like an easier matchup." And I still think they're a pretty good matchup for the Bulls when everyone's healthy.
Anyway, when everyone's healthy, I think we're all curious to see how that would go. I don't mind bringing him back and guaranteeing me health and seeing how it goes, but I think they absolutely need another three-point shooter.
You need more scoring, you need more three-point shooting, and you need better defense. And
well,
that's something
you
that you can go out and get.
You think with Lonzo and Caruso healthy, you've got that.
You bring need in, better rim protection.
Right, right. And that's like, why they made a signing yesterday. I think you need better three-point shooting. And they had a great percentage, but they don't take a lot because there's not a lot of great pure three-point shooters on that team.
Now that the dust has settled, aside from Kevin Durant being traded somewhere that could affect the East permanently, or at least for the foreseeable future, where do you rank the Bulls in the East? 312-332-3776. We'll take all your Bulls calls in just 2 minutes.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko.
Check this out
on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.